It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Bernal with KRWG News. Before a state legislative committee on Monday, Spaceport America's executive director, Scott McLaughlin, said he's asking for another $2 million in annual funding to keep momentum going at the spaceport. McLaughlin said without the funding, he would have to cut staff and limit around-the-clock operations at Spaceport America. The current budget is around $10 million. Military veterans and service members are at risk of being targeted by scammers, according to a new report from AARP. Veterans, military members, and their families are almost 40% more likely to lose money to scams and fraud than their civilian counterparts. Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports.
Scammers often use military jargon and specific government guidelines to craft effective pitches to steal money from military members and veterans. Ishmael Herrera is AARP's Associate State Director for Outreach and Advocacy.
Our research showed that some of the scams that veterans lost most money to are like turning over VA pension or disability benefits for a lump sum payment that is never materialized, or paying for updated personal military records, or, you know, donating to fake veteran charities.
According to the study, 4 out of 5 military veteran adults are targeted by scams directly related to their military service or to the benefits they receive. AARP says veterans can help prevent scams by using robocall blocking technologies, adding their numbers to the National Do Not Call Registry, and freezing their credit reports. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
In more news, the Las Cruces City Council unanimously passed a resolution on Monday supporting New Mexico immigrant families seeking a pathway to citizenship in the United States. Madison Staten has the details.
New Mexico's immigrant families have the full support of the Las Cruces City Council following a unanimous vote encouraging the creation of a better pathway to United States citizenship. Councilor Joanna Bencomo says the resolution, which calls on Congress to develop comprehensive immigration reform, is a way to welcome essential immigrant workers into the community and spur federal action.
This felt really important to me to just reiterate and vocalize that Las Cruces has been a welcoming community to immigrants and people of all backgrounds for a really long time, but especially in the last few years. And, you know, we right now are in once in a generation moment where Congress is currently discussing applying another pathway to citizenship.
This is not the first resolution to be passed by the City Council supporting the rights of immigrant families. In 2017, the City Council passed a resolution welcoming immigrants into the Las Cruces community. Councilor Gil Sorg says that the new resolution builds on the previously passed policy.
I'm a little surprised we haven't done this a long time ago. I think the welcoming resolution that we had here, three or so years ago, you know, that was part of the whole process, but getting this path to citizenship is so important for so long.
Of the 11 million undocumented immigrants within the United States, 60,000 reside in New Mexico. According to the nonprofit New Mexico Voices for Children, that group of 60,000 pays more than $67.7 million annually in state and local taxes. Within the city of Las Cruces, around 12% of the population is undocumented. Bencomo stresses many of those undocumented Las Cruces residents provided essential services during the height of the pandemic.
Right now is a great moment to get a bunch of people who in the last 2 years were essential workers. You cannot be both essential and deportable at the same time, and it is time Congress makes a decision about our communities.
Councilor Gabe Vasquez is also advocating strongly for immigration reform, noting the vast variety of skills immigrant families bring to the local community.
It's not just our farm workers and our folks who are working in hotels and hospitality industry, but it's our young students, folks who are going to add tremendous value by starting small businesses and also becoming teachers and professors. And so immigrants are built into the fabric of our community and who we are.
The proposed Build Back Better Act, which would include a $100 billion investment into the national immigration system, could implement efforts to reduce backlogs, expand legal representation, and make border processing more humane. But efforts to build a better pathway to United States citizenship have been slow, with the Senate parliamentarian rejecting a plan to change the immigration registry date from 1972 to 2010, which would have allowed more immigrants to obtain green cards. Vasquez stresses the creation of a better path to citizenship should be included in the final Build Back Better Act.
we've ignored those people in our communities and the rights that they deserve to have from our spot as a border city here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I think it's our duty to make sure that we show the powers that be, our congressional delegation, that we strongly support the inclusion of this policy in this Build Back Better Act.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
And in more news, the U.S. Department of the Interior says that oil and gas leasing within 20 miles of Chaco Culture National Historical Park in New Mexico will be prohibited for the next 2 years. The agency says the move will allow time for the Department of Interior to consider a proposal that would withdraw federal land holdings from development in northwest New Mexico for 20 years. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.